So the shir is about geirus, conversion. The process of a Jew, a Jewish man or woman, converting. Okay? What do you do? Okay? What? Something I said? No. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not a Jewish man or woman. A non-Jewish man or woman, becoming a Jewish man or woman. Okay? Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay, so what do you do? What do you have to do? What's the process? What are the steps? Okay? So, as you may know, so what is your impression? What do you have to do?
Tevila.
Kabbalah
mitzvah.
Kabbalah mitzvahs. Okay.
Karban
in the time of Karbanos, yeah. Anything else? You're missing a biggie.
Mila.
Okay, good. You know, everyone forgets about that, you know? Yeah. Okay, good. So, Bishmila. Right. Okay, so now, the question is, so Karban was arguably was necessary back in the day when there was Mesa Mekdosh, but it's a limo that Geirus has to always be available to Klal Yisrael. And if you need a Karban, you're not going to be able to have any Geirim in the time of Galus, no Mesa Mekdosh, so that's a limo that nowadays you can still convert, even though because there's no Karban. So, for our purposes, we're going to ignore Karban, because we're talking about nowadays, the day after when there's no Mesa Mekdosh. So nowadays, there's arguably is accepting mitzvahs, but then the sugya specifically is more about mila and tevila. Do you need to do mila? Is mila what converts you? Is right mila circumcision? Is tevila going in the mikvah that which you know converts you? Both, either or, right? Like what exactly accomplishes it? So we hold. I'll cut to the chase. We hold. You need both. Okay, we hold the Gemara, the Pesach, the Gemara goes like both. Okay, the Gemara paskins. It's not like a halacha machlokas, but there is a machlokas. You'll see what's the order. Doesn't matter the order that you do them. Do mila first or tefila first. But for now, it will all be open-ended, okay? So that's what the discussion is going to be about. Okay? Mila, tefila, mila or tefila?
Presumably you need kamos mitzvahs before both of
them? Yeah, so kamos mitzvahs is like, yeah, implicit in the whole process. It's like while you're doing them, or it's like kind of going. The sugya isn't here, not openly discussing it. In fact, it's not 100% clear that if you don't do Kabbalah mitzvahs, you're not a ger. Arguably, from a Rambam, you'd say if you just want to enter the Jewish people and you come in, you accept to be a Jew, and you do mila and tefillah, you're a Jew. It's a question whether you are or you aren't, whether Kabbalah mitzvahs is makir or not. But explicitly, the sugya is about mila and tefillah. Kabbalah mitzvahs is like a different leg of these gemaras. The gemaras all find themselves in Yevamos. It just happens to be. Almost all. I mean, there's one in Krisos and somewhere else, I forgot. But pretty much they're in Yevamos. Okay? Okay. So the gemara is on Memvav Amad Aleph. Okay? Memvav Amad Aleph. Okay. And again, I'll give you a little bit of preview. Just to make things simpler, but we'll see this live, is there going to be four possible positions, okay, which are, you need mila is the action which converts you, circumcision, tevila is the action which converts you, going in the mikvah, that's two positions, the third position is going to be either or, is the action which converts you, and the fourth position is going to be both, you need to do both to convert you, okay. And then within the both, there's going to be a question whether order matters or not. Okay, so that's just a preview of the different things which are going to go on, okay? So our goal is going to be to see where exactly the positions learn these things out from. And what are the ideas? Is there a different conception of the process of conversion if you learn it from one or from the other? Vice versa, right? Okay. If you need one or the other or both or whatever. Okay, so the Gemara says like this again. It starts with Memvav Amud Aleph. It says Tan Rabban. It's like 10 lines in the bottom. Ger Shamal Velo Tavon. So you have a convert who does Mila. Okay, he does Mila, but he doesn't do Tevila. Okay, Lar, are you with me there? Yes. So mila, I'm just going to keep using those words because they're all the time. Mila again means circumcision, and tevila means like going in the mikvah, to be tovel, you know, tevila. Okay?
Okay.
So he does milah and not tevilah. He just circumcised himself. So Rabbi Elazar Omer Hariz Ager. Rabbi Elazar says it's a ger. Counts. It's good. How do you know? Shekematsinu b'avosenu shemala v'lo tavlo. So here's the thing. The model of who says it, because you see that our forefathers did milah and not tevilah, Rashi. What does it mean, our fathers? You might think it means the avos, like Avraham. It doesn't. Rashi, b'yimei Moshe, in the days of Moshe, k'shiyotzim Mitzrayim, when the Jews left Mitzrayim, v'yotzim mechlal b'nei Noach, and they ceased being b'nei Noach, l'kabel ha-Torah, l'kabel b'nei Shechina, to accept the Torah and to go before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the model, the first people who became Jewish, what we call Jewish, prior to Sinai, everyone was b'nei Noach, their status of b'nei Noach. At Sinai, the Jews entered the nation of Klal Yisrael was formed, and they entered the Jewish people. Okay, now what did they do? So the saying is, what did they do? They did milah, like before Karm Pesach, for example. I mean, it's not clear how we know, but simple pshat is before Karm Pesach. It says you can't eat Karm Pesach if you didn't have milah. So the Jews at that time did milah. Okay, so did milah. So you see, one second. What's the address again? 849. In Lawn Place in Woodmere? Yes. See, no, maybe he's outside.
Sure, I can give him the directions.
Give me a second. Maybe he's outside.
Maybe it's locked.
849, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lawn Place.
Right? Lawn Place, right? Should work. Should be able to find it, right? Yeah. Okay. So that's what he's saying. So they in the Midbar, that's what he's saying, is that the Jews in this, they did milah, they didn't do tefillah. Right? That's what Rebbe is saying. So they did milah, they didn't do tefillah. So apparently that works. Right? Milah works without tefillah. Okay. Fine. Good. That's Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Yeshua Omer. I'm here, but I don't see any cars.
How do you know they didn't do tefillah?
The Gemara's going to take that off. Some say they did. Where? Where did they do tefillah? I don't know. They found the body of water. Mara, I don't know. Somewhere. The bitter water of Mara. Hey, come on in. Hey. How you doing? Rash. Is it Shalom? Danny? Ed? Moshe? Okay. So again, milah. So he said, what Elazar is saying is, how do you accomplish the geirus? You do milah. Okay, milah without tevilah accomplishes geirus. How do we know? Because the Jews in the desert, when they became Jewish, they did milah. Okay, and now so they became Jewish. And Rabbi Elazar holds they did milah, they did not do tevilah. Okay, that's Rabbi Elazar's position. It's a machlokas, but that's what Rabbi Elazar holds. They didn't do tevilah, they just did milah. So therefore, ildoros, you learn out for us, if a person only does milah, no tevilah, they become a Jew. Okay, fine. Then it says, that's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, then the Gemara says, what about Tavol v'lo Mal, the converse? Let's say a person does Tevilah, but not Milah. Okay, Tevilah, they go in the mikvah, but they say, Milah, I'll do that later. Okay? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Harei Zager. Rabbi Yeshua says, good. How do we know? Shekein Matzinu b'imahos, Shetavlu v'lo Malu. Because we find by the Imahos, who are the Imahos? Not Sarifka Racham Leah. Rashi Nishosayim, their wives of the fathers who were the Jews in the desert. Shetavlu, can the fire come on? Tehim lo tavlu, b'manich, z'kasam v'shina. It must be they did tefillah, they didn't do milah. So what they do? It must be they did tefillah. So the saying is that how did the women in the time of Sinai convert? They must have done something. You needed some action to accomplish the conversion. So the saying is it must be they did tefillah. So for the women, that's what they did. So why can't I convert and just do tevilah? Right? So that's what Rishu argues, that Tevila alone accomplishes conversion. Okay, so again, Rabbi Lazar says, Mila alone accomplishes conversion. As we see the fathers in the desert did, Mila alone. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Tevila alone accomplishes Geirus. As you see the mothers, the women in the desert did that. And the third position, Chachamim Omrim, Tavla V'lo Mavla, Tavla Eino Ger Ajim of Yitzvah. Nope. Neither. He argues on both of them. If you do Mila and not Tevila, or vice versa, it does not work. You need to do both. Okay? You need to do both. So three positions so far. Okay? At least the plain side. The Gemara is going to adjust these positions. But the way at this stage of the game, the position is again, Rabbi Lazar says Mila alone works, Rabbi Yeshua says Tevila alone works, the Chacham say you need both. Okay? Fine. So, the Gemara says, the thing is like this, I'm going to read through the Gemara. It's not especially long. Okay? What I'd like to do is just to get through the pshat of the Gemara and try to organize it, and then we'll see if we can analyze it. Okay? I think it'll just be, let's do it that way. Okay? Fine. So far, so good. Three positions. Okay? Mem vav amid alef and nivamos. Okay, so it says like this. So the Gemara asks, so what are you wondering? He must be wondering something. You see, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar learns it out from the fathers that Tevila alone works. Rabbi Yeshua learns it out from the mothers that Tevila alone works. Right? So what are you wondering?
Oh,
the third side. Okay, that's a good question. What does the third side say? But no, that's not what I'm asking. Another thing.
Yeah, how do they know that it worked, that each one works for the other gender?
Okay, that's a good question. That's a good question. But that's another question. That's not the question I was going to bring up. But that's a good question. So the Gemara asks, why don't they each learn from each other? You know, right? In other words, it seems like it's saying is in the desert. Yeah, in other words, the man did Mila, and the woman did Tevila. So why are they each only learning their thing? Why don't they each hold by each other's side? Right? Okay, so Mem Vav Amid Aleph at the bottom. So it says...
One can learn, the man can learn from the woman, the women can't do the Mila.
No, but in other words, you could say it like this, is that Rabbi Yeshua, what Elizabeth's saying is Mila alone works, right?
Right.
Implying Tevila alone doesn't work.
Right.
You know, why not? If it works for the woman, why shouldn't it work for men?
Because it really doesn't work for the women.
Well, it does.
It does, because they can't do Mila.
Fine, but whatever. But bottom line is it does. So the Gemara's going to suggest that. Okay, good point, but the Gemara's going to suggest that, and it's going to reject it. Okay? But it's good. Okay, good point. And the other side, it's a fair question, though. You're giving an answer to the question. But that's a question. Why don't you learn from it? You're giving an answer which may or may not work.
You can, because really they're obligated into doing it. They just can't.
Well let's see. Okay? Fine. That's called an answer. Okay, the question is, why don't you learn?
Right, but I'm saying it's a question. Yes. I think it's a good one.
Okay, fine. Good question. Just because there's an answer doesn't mean it's not a good question.
Okay.
And the other side is, you're saying is that Tevila alone works, right?
Right.
That's what Rabbi Yeshua is saying, implying Tevila alone works, but Mila doesn't work.
Right.
Right? So how do you learn it out? Oh, because that's what the woman did. Okay, yeah. But why do you say Mila works? Because that's what the men did.
Right.
It sounds like they each are only holding by their side. So why don't they both hold by each other's sides? Okay. So the Gemara, that's what Gemara asks. It says, V'rishua nami ne'elef me'avos, v'ebelaz nami ne'elef me'avos. So why don't they each learn? So the Gemara says, V'chi teima. And if you happen to be named Ed and you want to say... You can't learn out that women Tevila works because it's impossible for them to do Mila. How are you going to learn out that a man who could do Mila will suffice with Tevila? Right? Maybe that's Rabbi Lez's argument. You can't prove to me that Tevila works. Of course it works for women because they don't have any choice. But for men, what did the men do in Mitzrayim? And right, they did Mila. So that's not a good proof. That's why Rebbe Lazar holds it's only Mila. You can't prove it from women because women is Yavsha. And you can't learn out from the fact that it works, Tevila works by women, that's because it's impossible for them to do anything else. Well, by men, it is possible to do something else, so then how do you learn from woman to man? Right? That's what you're trying to say.
Right.
Okay.
We're towards the bottom of the page?
Yes.
Like, how far?
Vavam and Aleph, it's like we're 5 lines from the bottom right now. Okay? V'chi tema, ein danim efshar, mishi yefshar. You see that? Oh, it's not the same line.
It's not the same words.
Yeah. Yivamos men vavam and Aleph, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll find it. Oh, okay, that'll do. Okay. So it says V'atanya. So that's the thing. So that's what you're trying to do. You're saying a principle called Ein Danim Efshar Mishi Efshar. You can learn something which is possible or something which is impossible.
Right.
But, okay, Rabbi Elazar does hold you could learn Efshar Mishi Efshar. In terms of Limudim, he holds that even though it's true women didn't have a choice, bottom line is women could suffice with Tevila. And if it works for women, then Rabbi Elazar holds you could learn out. In general, this is his shita across in another area. We'll see that you have a right to learn out in limudim. You have a right to learn out if it works in here by women, even though it's impossible to do anything else. Then it works by men, even though it's impossible to do something else. And therefore, it's a kasha. Why does Rabbi Elazar hold that tefillah is not good? That you need mila.
Okay.
Well, that's a question in limudim. Is in a limud, generally in the Torah, you have a right to deduce, to carry over. When the Torah teaches you something in one place, you have a right to generalize, like a binyanav. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, when you do that principle of binyanav, do you have the right to apply that principle? It's like a method of derivation. Do you have right to apply that principle in a case where it's afshar and yafshar? So that's a machlokas, whether or not the principle applies in a case where you're extending from afshar to yafshar. And Rabbi Elazar holds that it's a principle. It's part of the Yigamid Torah Drash Abayim, which is that God wrote the Torah in a way that you have a right to deduce halachos based upon principles, certain methods of derivation, one of which is binyanav. And that's a technical question, is what are the bounds, parameters under which I could and cannot apply this principle of binyanav. Rabbi Elazar holds, and we'll see in an example, that you have a right to apply it. Okay, I think it's based on the premise that the Yigamidos are... they're not like based upon concepts as much as they're like the rules of derivation which are built into the Torah, like Zereshavah. It's like a logical thing. That's the way the Torah was written, that you have a right to deduce principles. Now that's a question which is beyond what we're going to take off, whether or not in Yud Gimel Midos, in Binyanav, you have a right to extend from Efshar to Efshar.
Don't you still have to qualify that? Fine, you could in theory do that, but it has to make sense to...
No. No, I don't think so. Well, there's a certain sense to it, which is, look, how does a girl convert? So you're saying tefillah. Oh, so apparently tefillah is the conversion process.
Maybe not.
Well, then the girl shouldn't be able to convert.
But I understand Harry answers the question of like, okay, well, maybe that's only where it's actually.
Maybe, if not for the fact that Hashem said you have a right to deduce principles by binyanav, that if something applies here, then it applies
no
here.
No matter what the area, like...
Yes, that's usually the way limudim work. Usually binyanavs work. Like it says the mayim bum here, and it says it here. Whenever it says here, it means skila. Whenever it says the word, it means skila. Maybe here it's because of a whole svara of why this case is different. But I mean, limudim generally blur distinctions like that, and you could just go across the board. I mean, look, there's a sense to it. I mean, we'll get into what a concept is, but that's a matter of, there's a difference between like the logics and the methods of limudim. So what's the svara to say it is? We'll see what the svara is to say it. But the way you get to the svara is by the principles of limudim, and that's a question in terms of limudim. Okay, his example is even stranger than this. It says like this. It says, are you allowed to bring a Karban Pesach from Meister Sheni? Okay, Meister Sheni, not from Chulin. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar says, Minayin lePesach Dor Sheni Abalim and Achulin. So Rabbi Elazar says, how do you know that in Pesach it has to come from Chulin? It says, oh, because by Pesach Mitzrayim, they only brought it from Chulin. They didn't bring it from Meister Sheni. So if you see by Pesach and Mitzrayim, they didn't bring it from Meister Sheni. So therefore, even nowadays, you can't bring it from Meister Sheni. So Rabbi Kiva says, come on, you got to be kidding. And Mitzrayim, that's what Mitzrayim, they didn't do it because there was no such thing as Meister Sheni. So of course you couldn't bring it from Meister Sheni, but now you're going to learn out from the fact that they didn't bring it from Meister Sheni, which is Yavshar, that now we, who have the possibility of bringing it from Meister Sheni, can't bring it from Meister Sheni? So he says, Amalai, Afal Pishi Yavshar, even though you're right, I hear you, even though it was impossible to bring it down from Meister Sheni, Raya Gedolahi Vanilla Himana, it's a good Raya, and you can learn from there. So that's his principle, is that you have a right to learn out from Afshat to Yafshat. That you could set, the Torah has binyanav, which allows you to set up paradigms based upon and extend from the givens of the Torah to other cases which are unknown. And here Rabbi Elazar holds that it doesn't matter. The fact that women didn't have an option, bottom line is women, geiros, works through tefillah, and Rabbi Elazar should hold that by men also should work by tefillah. And that's the limud. So why is it that Rabbi Elazar is saying, Mila? What do you mean? Why doesn't he learn out from tefillah? He's the one, he's the mandamar who holds that you have a right to go from Yafshar to Yafshar. Right? From Yafshar to Yafshar. So that's Akasha. So it has a problem. Why doesn't he? So the Gemara, because of this question, changes. Okay? It changes its stance on what Rabbi Elazar holds. So it says, no, you're right. V'tavo v'lo malkule amalo pligi. It's flipped on the base. That really, no, everyone has to agree, you're right. That by tefillah alone, you're right, tefillah alone works. Because the women, tefillah alone works. Ki pligi v'mavlo tavo. The only machlokas is, does mila alone work? Tefillah alone works. What about mila alone? Does mila alone work? Okay? So it says, Rabbi Elazar, Yal of Me'avos. Rabbi Elazar says, I'll prove it to you that mila alone works. Because you see, the Avos only did mila. Rabbi Yeshua, but Avos not me tefila. He says, Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, the Avos happened to do tefila also. Okay? The Avos did do tefila, as we asked before. And that gets a little technical. But how do you know? Because it says there, learning the Pasuk, that they did Zrika. Zrika, Hazah, they sprinkle blood on them. And the halacha is that when you do Hazah, then you do tefillah also. Okay? Fine. So basically, that's what I say, is that Rabbi Elazar, the question boils down to, so they both say the women in the Midbar, they did tefillah. And since they did tefillah, so therefore tefillah alone works. The question is, does Mila alone work? So Rabbi Elazar holds that Mila alone works because that's all the men in the desert did. Mila. So he holds, so what does it turn out? Rabbi Elazar holds either or. Either Mila or Tzvila works. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that the men in the desert did Mila and Tzvila. Okay, they did Mila, but they also did Tzvila. So he holds that Tzvila is really what works. It's all about Tzvila. Okay? It all boils down to tefillah. Right? Because you see it works for women. Tefillah. And even the men, they also did tefillah. So basically, you need to do, according to Rabbi Yeshua, tefillah alone is what does it. And again, according to Rabbi Elazar, either or works. And then the Chachamim say, no, you need both. Chachamim say you need both. Right? Because arguably the men did both. Let me just make sure I got my name straight here. Yeah. Okay. So let me. It's a little confusing, right? No. Not really.
Do you use a chalkboard?
Yeah, I was going to use a chalkboard. Yes, but I got a Punnett square. Okay. So basically, I think the limudim boils down like this. Okay. There's two questions. One question is, what did the avos in the desert do? Okay. Did they do... There's two questions. One is, what did they do? Did they do Mila alone? Or did they do both, Mila and Tefila? Okay? That's...
Are they just arguing about the facts? Don't we know?
No, we don't know. Yeah, we don't know the facts.
Okay.
They're arguing about the facts. Well, it's based upon the limud of Hazah and how you learn Pasuk. I'm kind of skipping that part. But bottom line is, in fact, we don't know.
Okay.
It's machlok is whether they did or they didn't. Right. Now, how are they arguing about that? Based upon how they learn the Pasuk.
Okay.
So, but in fact, we don't know what they did. For the purposes of our sugya, we don't know what they did.
Okay.
Okay. So there's two ways you go. Did they do both Mila and Tefila, or they only did Mila? Okay. That's one question to think about. Okay. Another factor is this principle of Dana Afshar Mishi Afshar. Do you have a right to deduce from something which is Afshar, from Yafshar to Afshar? Do you have a right to deduce from what women did to what men could do? Okay. So my claim is that those two questions, you have to go one way in each of those two questions, which will give you four possible positions. Okay? So let me show you. So if you say that the men in the desert only did Mila, right? So what do you see from that? The men in the desert only did Mila. So what do you see from that? that you see apparently Mila alone is enough. Right? Okay. Now if you are done a Mefshar Mashi'i Afshar, that you have a right to learn out from Afshar, Yafshar to Afshar, then you could also learn out that Tevila alone is enough. So then you're going to have to hold that either of them is enough. Either Mila is enough, like the man only did Mila, or Tevila alone is enough. Right? Yes? If you hold that you can't learn out Afshar Mashi'i Afshar, you have no right to learn from the women, right? Because they're women. So then what? Then what emerges? You have no right to learn from women. Then what would emerge? The men only did Mila. You don't have any right to learn from women, because they're Yafshar. So then what do you end up with? Well, either no, because you can't learn from women. For women, Tevila works. But for men, they did Mila. Right? That's all they did is Mila, and therefore Mila works. But you can't learn out Tevila because that's for a woman. If you held the Afshar Mila, you know.
But then what? You have different requirements for
Yeah, men. Different requirements for men and women. Yeah, for a man only Mila works, for a woman only Tevila works. That's what you'd merge with. Okay?
Yeah.
But that in fact nobody actually holds. Because Rabbi Lezer is the one who holds. Yeah, Afshar, you know, that they only did Mila, and he happens to hold that you could learn out Afshar. But that is a possible position, okay, that Mila alone is the only thing which works for men. Okay, for women it's Mila, and for Mila, you know, for men it's Mila. Okay? Now this is assuming, again, so what do we just have? We have a position that says either or, and we have a position that says Mila alone, right? Okay. Now let's say in the desert the men did both. The men did both. Right? So then what would you say? So if you hold Danim Afshar Mashi'i Afshar, that you could learn out from women, then what do you say? Tefillah is enough. Or no, because you could say, look, by the men, you don't know that Mila is enough. Right? Because you say the men did both. So I'll say just Tefillah. So Tevila is the only thing which works. You don't have any right to say that Mila works. Right? So Tevila is what works, and that's the Shita of actually of Rabbi Yishuah. Tevila is it. And let's say you have a right, you don't have a right to learn out from women. You don't say, you say in Dan Afshar Mashi'i Afshar, and you say the men did both. So then what emerges? You say you can't learn from women, and the men did both. And you need both. Right? So, I don't have a picture here, but basically what ends up emerging is you have four positions. Okay, depending on those two issues, you end up with either the fact either or Mila alone, or Tevila alone, or both. Okay? That's what ends up coming out. Okay, you want me to do that again, or just trust me? So that's the result. I mean, I think what it emerges from these two questions. One is whether you hold Afshar Mashi'i Afshar. And the other question is about whether what you hold, in fact, the men in the desert did. Okay? But that's like the limud. Okay? That's the limud. But at the end of the day, the question is, There's sometimes it's like this, how you derive the halacha, and then what's the concept that emerges from the halacha? What is the process of geirus which emerges? In other words, what's the idea? How do we conceptualize or define what is the process of converting? If you say it's both, if you say it's one, if you say it's the other, if you say it's either or. And it's important to do that, among other things, because they end up being nafkaminas. Like you have shilas which emerge. There's shilas which emerge, like let's say you say both. Does the order matter? So that depends on how you understand the svara for both. Does the order matter? They have other questions. Like, let's say you have a guy who gets Mila when he's a good guy, and then he converts. Now we hold you need both. Well, does he still need both? That depends on how you understand the concept of the two. Or they have another case of a guy who nichras hagid, he loses his penis, so he can't do Mila. Then what? Is that it? And you can't, some Rishon hold, you can't convert. So like, the way you resolve these nafkaminas, the way the Rishon resolve these nafkaminas isn't based upon Afshar Mashi'i Afshar. what they do in the day. It comes down to how you understand the process of Geiros, and that comes out to the Svaras about how you conceptualize these processes. So we, although in terms of Limudim, the way they got to their positions is based upon principles about Binyanav and based upon historically what the men did or didn't do Mila or Tefillah. At the end of the day, you have to understand, to gain insight into the sugya, which is more interesting and more relevant la halacha, you have to get how do we conceptualize the process of Geiros according to the different positions. Okay? So that's what we end up with for now. Four different possible shitas. Okay? Either or, you convert. Again, now by a woman, there's no discussion. I just want to point that out. Everyone agrees by a woman, it's pasha. She does tefil. Not even talk about it. By a man, you end up with this complication. One side says it's the same as a woman, tefila, alone. Right? That's what we show. The other side, which is rejected, but the Gemara takes it seriously, but practically no one holds it, is that Mila alone, and only Mila, is what does it. Different than a woman. You have Mila alone. The other position, which is Rabbi Lazar, and you'll see later in the Gemara, it's also Rabbi Yehuda, either or. Man could do whichever one he wants. Either one of them works. And then the last position, which is the way we hold, is you need to do both. Okay, you need to do both, and unless you do both, it doesn't work. So how should we approach this? I mean, it's kind of complicated, a lot of different shittas, right? So is there any way we could, any question, maybe, problem with one of the shittas, or with any shittas strike you as strange or difficult, which could be in use of an explanation, perhaps?
I mean, to me, the odd one out is the one that requires both.
Both, okay. Okay, because...
At least the other sheet, there's just holding that there's a maisa that you need to do in order to achieve Geiros. Okay, what are these two maisas? Are that process to perform? Okay, good, that's a good question. So I mean, it sounds like both already implies some sort of a process or something.
Right. Everyone else seems to be, it's like an action of Geiros, whereas he implies there's a process. Okay, good.
I thought the one you could just pick one.
Yes. Okay, good. Why?
Because it's for you to pick which one to do.
Yeah, right.
It's just an odd thing to do.
Yes, I agree with you. That's what I think, is that to me is strange. Is where do you, I don't know, could you, maybe you guys can help me, but can you think of a mitzvah which allows you to choose? You could do A or B. If you want, you want to convert, either you could go in the mikvah or you could do milah. Like, yeah, you could take a lulav which is long or a lulav which is short, but that's basically taking a lulav. But to say, like, the mitzvah is either take lulav or blow a shofar. What kind of mitzvah is that? There's no uniformity. What is the mitzvah? So it's typically not the way, as far as I could think of, the way mitzvahs work, that you have a process of Geiros, and you could accomplish it by doing either Mila or something entirely different, which is jumping in a mikvah. Right? I mean, how do you unify? What's the sense of having a mitzvah which is just constructed in a way with choices? If you want to say it's just Mila, fine. If you want to say it's just Tefila, fine. If you want to say both, then you get into your problems, Danny. But still, like, sometimes there's such a thing in Allah as a process. Oda is a process. I mean, there's such a thing as a process. It has to be explained, I agree. But to me, the problematic Shita, the one which is demands an answer, is the idea of a demanding either or. Could you think of examples of a mitzvah which is like that? I don't know of mitzvahs where you say if you want you can do either this action or an entirely different action.
Is this sheet hold that you like do, there's an idea of doing both?
Yeah, it seems like everyone holds. It's a good point. There's another aspect of the sigya which we're not going to get to, but there's another, and the Gemara is later. It seems like everyone holds the chachila. You should do both. But the question is, which one actually accomplishes the Geiros, and which one is just like a mitzvah? Okay, and they're nachminas. I forgot to tell you, by the way, they're nachminas, which one it is. You say, look, since you're doing both anyways, what's the difference? But there are differences. Like, let's say on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go in the mikvah, like to dip a kli in the mikvah, because you're changing, it's like you're fixing the kli, you know, the tefillas kelim. So arguably, you could say you're not allowed to do a Geiros, a tefillah of Geiros on Shabbos, because also it's like you're fixing yourself. Okay. So the if you say that tevila is what accomplishes geirus, then you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. But if you say that mila is what accomplishes it, and then tevila is just like a nice mitzvah afterwards, then you're allowed to do it. So that's a nafkamina. Okay. Another nafkamina is also, let's say a guy tells you, I did mila. But you don't know if he did it like legitimately. Maybe he did it as a guy, maybe he had a bad moment, you know. But he tells you the mila. So could you just do tefillah and convert him? So it depends. If you hold, you need both. You have to verify that it's a kosher mila before you go further. But if you say that the tefillah alone is enough, well, then you just did tefillah. Right? There's another nachmina also. Another nachmina is the process of conversion has to be at night. It has to be daytime, not at night. So if you hold that mila, if a guy says he did mila during the day, now it's already nighttime and he's in bed, then you might have a case because you have to wait till the next day. Do the tefillah because it's daytime. So that's assuming you hold that tefillah is part of the mitzvah. But if you hold tefillah as an afterwards mitzvah, then it's not going to be. So my point is that everyone holds the chachila. You do both, but it matters whether you hold like which one is actually the mitzvah of geirus and which ones are like just the mitzvah. Like, look, everyone agrees if you do tefillah, you're going to have the mila. No one's saying, I mean, a Jew has the mila. But the question is it part of the process of conversion, right? But no one's going to doubt that you have the mila, that's for sure, right? Okay, so could we try to, maybe we could try to attack Ed's question. Could you, can anyone think of an example of a mitzvah where you have choices?
Not an actual mitzvah, but if you're involved in one mitzvah, you can't do another mitzvah. But
that's different. No, here it's like one commandment where you have to do something, and if you could accomplish it in two entirely different ways. Like, yeah, by Hanukkah, you can light one candle, you can light 10 candles, whatever, right. You know. But that's, again, that's totally, that's understandable. That's just different levels in the same thing. But to have a mitzvah, which, I mean, mila and tefila, as you understand, are totally different actions, right? I mean, they're not really related in any real way. I mean, you can make philosophical connections or whatever, but I mean, as like a just description of the action, there's nothing in common between the two. So I don't know, I couldn't think of an example, but that doesn't mean there isn't one. But there is an area of halacha where you do have choices. Can you think of it? Something like this, but where choices are the name of the game. No, I'm talking about where one thing has to be accomplished and it can be accomplished in multiple ways. The same thing. You're trying to accomplish one objective and tzedakah, basically you're giving the guy the money. You're saying you give it, lend it to him or give it to him or that's what you mean?
Give him a career?
That's roughly the same thing. I mean, I'm learning that. That's what's easy. See, that I don't know about Balabai, because there you can unify them, you know? So you have to give money. So there's different ways to give money. There's better ways, lesser ways, whatever. But essentially...
With any of the Megillas, are any of them where... I forget where you're obligated to either read or listen?
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. But that's also... It's through listening, it's as if you're reading. So it's a mitzvah of reading. And the listening will enable is like as if you're reading. Called Shemayak owner. So they're really, it's true, but that mechanistically, that's halacha, that Shemayah, listening is like reading. See, here, what's so strange is that Tevila and Mila, it's not like going in the mikvah, it's like you're circumcised, right? I mean, they're totally different things. Totally different, you know? But it's a good thought, Larry. So the area is, in my mind, Kenyan. Okay, Kenyan, acquisitions. Legal acquisitions. If I want to buy something, okay? So there are different ways that I could purchase an item. I could lift it up. I could drag it. I could give money. The different cases, I could give a handkerchief and have an exchange. Or, for instance, by Kiddushin, I marry a woman. You could give money, give a ring, you could give a document, you could have beer. all different methods of Kenyan. Kenyan, the Mishnayos and Kedushin go through all the different items, all different items which you want to acquire. And in acquisition, it's not enough just to have a meeting of the minds that I want to buy your thing. But you need a Maisa Kenyan. You need an action which expresses the meeting of the minds and realizes the acquisition. But you have different methods. And there's different methods which work in different situations. And there's no... They're totally different actions. Again, by Kedushin, you could have Pia with a woman, or you could give her a ring, or you could sign a document. Right? You could give money for an item, or you could give a handkerchief and you can make an exchange, or you could lift it up. So that's the in general in Kenyanim, you have different things. Okay. Now it's not a mitzvah though, right? But what's the sense of that? Why is it that in mitzvahs you don't really have this? Right? But in a Kenyan, you do have that. What's the idea that a Kenyan... What's the sense that in Kenyan, it enables Kenyan to have options, and you have a few options, almost most of the Kenyanim have a few options. But when it comes to mitzvah, that's not the case. And the options, again, are not that similar. Having bia with a woman and giving her a ring are not really similar. Right? But why could it be that you have multiple options there? If I'd ask you, what's the Kenyan? What's the Torah say? What's the Kenyan? Options, choices. It seems like that's fine. But yet you don't have that in mitzvahs. Right? So what would you say?
To borrow terms descriptively.
Okay.
See if I misspell the idea to find the action.
Okay.
There's a mindset.
Okay, good.
I guess by these institutions of like Kenyan, it's not really, it's a question of the end result of the...
Okay.
I don't know if you use the word Kenyan, but I don't know.
Okay. Good. So I like what you're saying about mitzvah. I think it has to be a little clearer on the Kenyan. What is it? The end result? Yes, it's true the end result. But just because it's the end result, yeah, but how do you accomplish the end result? Arguably, you need an action. You do need an action in the Kenyan, right? It's not like a Kenyan is just an end result. You need an action. You can't just do anything. There are specified things, and in different items, there are different methods of doing it.
It's almost like there, the action is just like a gila milsa of the intent of the person. Or,
right. Good. Yeah. Yes, Moshe?
I'm just a very different kind of thing. I think it's, like something like Kenyan is something that's just more practically reflected, whereas halacha encompasses is just more moral activity, and it has to have a certain halachic expression too.
It's true.
Whereas, by mitzvos, it's the opposite. There's basically... it has to take on sort of practicality to it, but it's sort of you're coming in line with the objective reality. So in a sense, there only be one objective way how to really accomplish it, not having multiple ways.
Right. I see what you're saying. It's like mitzvah is a created thing. Whereas here you're going with like some normal, natural. I mean, but you could say halacha has a way to do a Kenyan, and halacha codifies. I mean, there's a codification involved in Kenyan, so you could say Torah's going to codify it, and the way Torah codifies things, a unique action.
Right, but just at the same time,
like
Kenyan seems like it's kind of unique, and that it's not, it's much more, it's not so much a mitzvah for the most part, it's more...
Right, but like, let's say you'd say you want to publicize a miracle. You want to publicize a miracle. So in theory, you could do publicize a miracle through many different ways. You could light candles, you could put up signs, you could do whatever. But I mean, halacha doesn't just say, since publicizing is something which can be accomplished in many ways, you can do a lot of different things. But we say that Torah chooses, codifies a very specific way to do it. Right? Not that there's no other way to do it, it's just not the way halacha works. Halacha singles out a particular action. Yeah, okay, so I think what Danny said is good, is that in a Kenyan, see, in an action, the mitzvah is to do this action, to do a certain action. That's the mitzvah. do an action. Now, what's the action? You can't say do A or B. Well, what's the, that's not an action. What's the formulation? What's the law? The law of mitzvah is do X. And X and Y are two different things. You can't, then what's the two different mitzvahs? And you can't unify the two. See, but in a kinyan, the essence of kinyan is not the action. The essence of kinyan, of a transaction, is the meeting of the minds, is the das. I want to sell you my house. I want to be mekadesh. A woman wants to be mekadesh to a married to a man. I want to buy a watch. That essentially, kinyan is about das. But you need an action to actualize the das. You can't transfer, accomplish a transfer of ownership via thoughts. You need to do an action which is an expression of those thoughts. Okay? It's an expression of my gemira's das, of kin. Okay? So, how do you express your das to, let's say, to bikone a woman? Well, you could either give her money, give her something. You could have beer with her. That's an action which a husband does to a wife. Either you can give her a document. That's another way to express your das of kinyan. How do I express my das to acquire a field? I could give money. I could work the field. I could close the fence on the field. Now, this is different. The point is that the action is not the essence. What the essence by kinyan is the das, and the action is an expression that you mean it. It's by doing an action which expresses, I really want to buy this, that's what allows the transfer to take place. So there could be different ways which express your desire to make the kinyan happen. Not everything works. I mean, that's what this is in the Kedushin tell you. By each item, there are certain actions which are appropriate for that object as an expression of your das to transact it. But the point is that the kinyan, the role of the action is merely to concretize, to allow the das. The essence of kinyan is the das and the intent. And you need an action to concretize it. Therefore, you could have various actions which could do it. But in a mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah is the action. It's not like you're trying to bring about some objective, some theoretical, and maybe philosophically, but halachically, the mitzvah is to do action X. So when you can't say action X or action Y or action Z, that's not what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah, the action is the very essence. In Kenyan, the das is the essence, and the action is just something which expresses that das. You with me? Yeah? Okay. So maybe you say the same thing here. The same thing here. Now how do you look at Geirus? Is Geirus an action of converting? That I want to convert. I want to accept the mitzvah now. The Torah says, well, you want to convert? Do action X. This is how you convert. You do tevila. You do mila. You do both. You do a process. Whatever. Then you can't have choices. What is defined for me? What is conversion? What is the process of conversion? Is it this? Is it X? Is it Y? Is it X, Y? Whatever. What has to be something? But the Rabbi Eliezer, who holds it could be either or, see, he learns Geirus like Kenyan. He says that the essence of Geirus is the internal das of Kabbalah Mitzvahs, of joining the Jewish nation. You want to join the Jewish nation. You go to Bezin and say, I want to join the Jewish nation. I want to accept the mitzvahs. Really? That is the core. Well, you don't just become because you want to. You have to do an action, which is an expression of your das. And that allows the conversion to take place. The essence of the conversion is really the das, the Kabbalah mitzvahs, the internal commitment to be a Jew. But again, it doesn't just happen internally. You need a ma'isa to bring it to the fore, to allow it to become expressed, to concretize it. So that's the way you look at it. Well then, mila is an action of Jewish identity. Tevila is an action of like renewal, of rebirth, of like tumah tahara, of removing the tumah and establishing tahara. So either action, it's not about the action per se. It's just an action which is reveals a das, which concretizes a das. So if that's the case, so then you could say either one is going to work. Right? Either one. Either or makes sense if it's not about the action. If it's about the das and the action concretizes the das. If it's essentially about a maisa, that what conversion is, a action of conversion. Now, yeah, of course you have to want it. This also might be das, which is necessary for the action to work. It prepares you, enables master you to do the action. But then you need an action. Then you're going to have to say it's one or the other or both. Either way, you need a can of choices. Choices don't make sense. And if you look at it as a regular mitzvah, for the essence of the action, then it doesn't make any sense to have choices. If you say that it's choices, there must be a holding is that the essence is really about the internal commitment to be a Jew. And there's a sense to that.
What that is a das?
Das, to be a Jew?
Yeah.
Kabbalah.
Commitment, you're saying.
Yeah, that's what das means. Das means that you have intent to be a Jew. Okay. Das. That's what das means. Like, I have a mind to be Yotzei somebody. It's das. That's my intent. Yeah. It's the internal. The point is, it's not the action. The essence of the conversion is not the action. It's the internal commitment to be a Jew. And the internal Kabbalah. And the action is just that, which is a kind of an expression of that internal Kabbalah. So then, what's the difference? This action and that action? They both are expressions of the internal Kabbalah. Why don't I do both? Why don't I do specifically one? It's not about specifically one. It's about an action which expresses my... my Gemir's Das, my intent. You guys with me? Okay. So that's that position, right? But everyone else, the other three positions hold no. You need an action, right? You need an action. It's the Maisa itself. Conversion is a technical process. The das is just in the backdrop, but it's essentially about a. Okay, so the question is, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? So let's for the moment put aside the side of the need both, because I think, as Danny said, both is like a little bit different, right? That's a chiddush. So let's say you say that it's tevila. Let's just take the other two positions. Do you say that the process is tevila, or do you say the process is mela? Okay? What would you say? What's the svara to say that the process is tevila alone? That is what converts you. What is the svara to say that it's mela alone?
But then you have to understand what each one represents. So
okay.
What I mean.
Okay. Yes, maybe. Maybe in some sense. In some sense. But I mean, let's say you say it's like Mila is Bris Aram.
Right.
It's like essentially what, you know, defines us, the Jewish identity. And Mila, Tvila, is the process of like removing a Tumah, establishing Tara. Right? So the life of a guy is like Tumah, and life of a Jew is Tara. And, right? On a basic level, I mean, you could try it. But I mean, halachically, I mean, Tvila is Matayar. Right? And the Mila is an expression of, you know, Bris Aram. On a simple level, you know. So what would you say? If you're saying is the Torah's codifying a Maisa of conversions, right? As we're saying, is that it's Maisa. It's not just the Das. You have the Das, but you need a Maisa to express it. So which Maisa is the Torah going to choose? Right? So Rabbi Yeshua holds Tevila. The position which is rejected, the Gemara and Tepsoi no one holds by, but the Gemara took very seriously, is it's Mila. Okay? So which one do you think is... either one of them, could you give an argument for one or the other or both?
I think Fila makes sense because, I mean, both men and women can do it.
Okay, good. What were you saying, Masha?
I was saying I think Mila is more compelling because it's like a positive. Becoming a Jew is not just a removal of Tumah,
okay.
Much more than that.
Okay,
I was going to say permanent.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, good. So maybe that's our two sides here. Is that on the one hand, if you wanted to take an action, which is like a paradigmatic action of the Jew, you need an action which expresses, I am a Jew, right? Now, I don't just want to be a Jew. I'm doing an action, which is the expression of Jewishness. That's me. Right? I mean, that's what differentiates Jews from everyone else. It's the Brishkos and Andres Arena. That's the sign of those, the Bris Kodesh, right? That's those of the Jewish nation. That's our identity. So if you were just in a vacuum, if you just were saying, "Is what is the defining feature of a Jew in the action. I mean, tefillah, yeah, tefillah is an action. It's a momentary action of removing, expressing, yes, removal from tuma entirely. That's true. But I mean, that's the feature of a Jew is bris. On the other hand, if you say that it's mila, then you have a Yudas problem. Is that you're going to end up having one maisa of geirus for a Jew, for a man, and one maisa of geirus for a woman. Because a woman obviously can't do mila. So what the Torah says by a woman, the action of geirus is going to be tevila, which is in a certain sense a lesser expression, but it's an expression that I'm removing myself from the life of Tuma of Gayim, and so I'm introducing myself into the life of Tyra. So you have yourself is like you have a conflict. On the one hand, there's the halachic system has a desire for uniformity, which would lead to the conclusion, and this is actually the conclusion of Rabbi Yeshua, that it's everything tefillah is that. On the other hand, there's a compromise in the uniformity, which is that you're lacking in the fullest, best expression of the Jewish identity, which is me. So that's the that would be the two sides there. Right? Now, turns out again, that's not actually a shita. No Rav actually holds that position. The Gemara takes it as a possibility, but no one actually holds that because of the limudim. The only way to hold that is if you hold they didn't do mila. They only did mila and ain't done mashon sheyafshar, which is no position like that. Okay, fine. So what about the last position? So there's an important thing in the last position. In the last position, and this is the one which is the halacha, which is you have to do both. Now, within both, there's a machlokas about the order. Does the order matter? Okay? Does the order matter? Because the Gemara always talks about it as acha yimel v'yitvah. Mila and then tefila. Mila and then tefila. Mila and then tefila. That's what it always says. Okay? Mila and then tefila. So Tosus wants to argue. You see, the Gemara always says that. Mila and then tefila. So he says, where is it? He says like this: Master Shambila kodem the tefillah. It's on the side of the base at the top. Who could damer in the geger aji yimel viyitzvah mila and tefillah. Okay, and that's what you would say. There's one case which seems to question that premise, and how you learn that case is with Machlokas Ramban and Tosfos, and it lands up in a lahalacha nafkamina. Okay, which is like this: this is interesting, very interesting case. A woman who's pregnant who converts. Okay, so does her baby when she's born need geirus? But do you say the baby is converted along with her? Okay, so there's the woman herself. She goes in the mikvah, and then afterwards she ends up having a baby. Do you say the baby needs geirus? So the Gemara says it's contingent upon a principle of uvar yarachima. If you say that uvar yarachima means the baby is viewed as a limb of the mother. If you view the baby as a limb of the mother, then you say the mother converted. And then she's a Jewish person has a baby, so the baby's just not really Jewish, you don't do anything. But the other side says no, uber lava yarachima. You look at a uber, a fetus, as if it's its own person. So it's its own person, then it needs conversion. Right? So it was conceived as a guy, and then all of a sudden the mother converts, but where's the conversion of the baby? So the Gemara says like this, is that the mother's Tevila works for the baby. So it says, but it's a tzitza. Right? Because a tzitza is like, the water should be touching your skin. So the Gemara, this is a complicated answer, but says, that's the way, the tzitzas are where it's like something blocking the way in your contact of the water. But that's the way babies are, that they're in their mothers. So that counts as a tevila for babies. Chatzitza is like something external, but that's the way babies exist in their womb, in utero. So that's not called a chatzitza. So basically, that's the Gemara says. I'm not making this up. The Gemara, the tefillah of the baby, the mother works for the baby. Right? I would have mila. Right? So you'll say, oh, you do mila afterwards. Oh, hold on. I thought mila has to be before tefillah. Right? So the Ramban actually uses that to prove that the order is not ma'akev. That's what he says. He says, you see from that case, that apparently you can switch around the order. Because in this baby, you're not doing mila first, you're doing tefillah and then mila. Right? And that's his proof that apparently the order is reversal. But Tosfos says, what's that? Again, the mother in utero, she has a baby in her womb, she goes in the mikvah, the baby's tovah. Okay? Yeah, but the baby's a male, and male babies need mila and tefillah. That's what we hold, that's the moral. So where's the mila? So you said, must be the mila afterwards. Right? Oh, so but wait a minute, now you're doing the tefillah before the milah. But that, therefore, the Ramban says, apparently, if you mix around the order, even though typically you have to do milah and then tefillah, you see, if you mix the order, it still works. Because in that case, right? Tosis says, no. No. Really, milah has to be before tefillah. In that case, he says there, shiny awesome dakati lechazi lemilah. There, he's not fit for milah. So since he's not fit for milah, so therefore that's not a kasha. Right? In other words, when the baby is capable of doing milah, then of course you have to do the milah, and then you have to do the tefillah, and you can't reverse the order. Reverse the order doesn't work. But when the baby is not subject to the milah, to milah, then it doesn't matter. Then you can just do the tefillah, and then that's not. Then it doesn't matter that you mixed up the order. Okay. Then it doesn't matter. But the question is, how does that work? What's the sense of that? If you're saying is that the order is ma'akev, so who cares that the baby is not fit for tefillah? It's not fit for milah, or whatever. So bottom line is, I don't know what you want to do. So wait till the baby's born, do a milah, and then do tefillah. Right? It's like Tosis is hard to understand. Like the Ramban seems to be correct on that, saying, look, you see, the order doesn't matter. Now Tosis can say, oh well, that's because the baby's not yet fit for milah. Okay, whatever. But bottom line is, you should deduce from there that you can mix up the order. Okay. So it's a kasha on Tosis. Takasha and Tosos. Right, you guys follow me?
What's Takasha
and Tosos? Tosos is saying is that really it's vakiv. If you do milah, if you do tevilah and then milah in general, it doesn't work. You have to do milah first and then tevilah. So I, the case of the baby, where you see that you're doing the tevilah first and the milah isn't going to come until after. He says, yeah, that's just because the baby wasn't fit for milah. When it's in the womb, you can't do it. So therefore, it's okay. But the kasha is, what do you mean? If he holds that as ma'akev, the order is ma'akev, so just because it's not fit for milah, okay, fine. So it's not fit for milah, so you won't be able to convert it until it comes out. It'll come out, you'll do milah, then you'll do tefillah, and that'll be it. How does the fact that it's not fit for it allow you to go against the rule, which Tosa says, that it's ma'akev, and if you do the order in the wrong order, it doesn't work? Right? So who cares that it's not possible? So what do you guys say?
I mean, just very descriptively.
Yeah.
There's two ways to learn what it means to that you require an order.
Okay.
So if it's that there's a requirement of a particular sequence per se, so then you can't get around that kasha.
Right.
And then Ramban's question is.
Right.
But you could learn that really according to Tosos, it's not that milah has to come before tevilah. It's just that usually, it has to be a certain type of tefillah, like that. Almost like the milah normally will qualify the tefillah in a certain way.
Okay.
But if milah doesn't exist, so then
mm-hmm. right,
it can't. It,
mm-hmm.
it can't. So that's what it'd be lacking.
Right. Okay. Good. Okay. So let me read you what the Mugi Yosef says. He says, "Why is it that the order matters?" He says, "Kishuhu Orel ain tefillah moelis." By the way, just before I get to that in a moment, the kasha was, I mean, this is the kasha you asked, Danny, before. It's a chiddush to say it's a two-step process. Right? You could say it, but it's a little strange, right? I mean, you think it's an action of Geras, right? Okay, so hold that thought. So the Rebuk Yosef, in explaining why it is that you need to do Mila first, he says, because if you're an Orel ain tefillah moelis, the tefillah doesn't work. The havilei ketovah v'sheres biyado. That feel with the Abnakiv. It's like you're going to the Mikvah while you're holding a sheretz.
But if he's not a bar mila, yes.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So he's holding it like this. Is that really, according to the Tosfos, what it's not really a process. What Tosfos really hold is that mila, the tvila is really geris. Tvila is the mice of geris. So why do you need both? You don't really need both. Intrinsically, you don't need both. Really, mila is, tvila is geris. But the arlus is a ma'akev of the geris. The ma'arlus is like goyim ararelam. The state of arlus, of being uncircumcised, prevents your ability to become a Jew. You're becoming a Jew and you're an arel. So the action of tevila won't. It's like you're going in the mikvah while you're holding a bug, which is tummy. It's like, so you're doing the action, but while you're in a state which is antithetical to what it means to be a Jew, here it is, you're sitting with your eye, with your foreskin, and you're going in the mikvah and trying to become a Jew. It's like the fact that you didn't do mila, that you're an arel, is ma'akev the mila from working, the tefila from working. But it's not that it's a two-step process. It isn't. It's a one-step process. But that's what the Shita of the Chum hold, is that Arlus isn't just a mitzvah. You can't just say, I'm going to convert and then I'll do Mila later. That's what other Shitas all do. The Mila later is a mitzvah. But he holds that Mila is so fundamental. It's like a prerequisite to Kedushas Kal Yisrael. Like you see Avraham Avinu was in Mila before the Torah even emerged. So you see that the Arlus is Ma'akev the Mila. So that's why Tosa says, yes, that's true. If you could do Mila and you don't, then it's going to be a Ma'akev. But if it's in the belly in utero and you can't do it, that's not a Ma'akev. That's not an Arel. He's simply not shayach to the whole parasha of Mila. Also, he's not shayach to the parasha. Now you do your tefillah, and tefillah is yours. In fact, he learns this, the ra'ah he brings down, the magas he brings down, that in such a case, when's he a ger? Not as you might think. After, like, not like the Rabban hold, you do the Mila, the tefillah now, and then when he's born, you do Mila, and then he becomes Jewish when he's Mila. He says no, he becomes a ger at the moment of the tefillah. I, the Mila is just a mitzvah, like every other baby who's born. But he was in such an instance, really the process of Geras is accomplished by the Vila, according to Tosfos, according to the Mugei Yosef, according to Ra. It's really Tevila. They just hold that the Arlus is a Ma'akev. So it's really not like you're bothered by Daniel. According to Tosfos, you're right, there is no idea of the two steps. What kind of two steps? Right? But the Ramban, he learns that it is two steps. He learns is that the way Yisrael, a male Yisrael, converts is there's two steps. He has to make his guf the guf of Yisrael, and he has to do a process of throwing away the tumah of Akam and accept me and Joe. And they're two steps, and they're two distinct steps. Now, does the order matter? You don't know, but that case shows you apparently the order doesn't matter. Apparently, even though there is a recommended order, which the Ramban explains why it's recommended. You want to first ask him if he wants to do Mila or not. That's the order. But at the same time, he proves from that if you hold that there are two steps, then that case proves to you that the steps, the order is not Ma'akev. Right? Then it could prove it to you. Assuming you hold there are two steps, then your question is the order Ma'akev? Well, you see apparently over there, you see there's two steps. So two steps, you see that it works in either order. And you can't say, oh, well, since I can't do it, it doesn't work. Yeah, but if you hold the process as intrinsically a two-step process, then you can't say, well, I can't do Mila. Well, then, sorry, then you can't do a two-step process. That's the nature of the process. By a man, it's a two-step process. By a woman, where it's yeah, sure, she can't do it, but by a man, it's a two-step process. So that's Mahalik's Ramban and Tosfos. What's the way to understand the halacha of two steps? Is it really a two-step process? Of the person, the person's goof being kosher, and then the action of going, of leaving Gaiash and becoming Jew. Would you say really that position? Even the Chachamim hold that it's me, it's tefila. They just say the Arlus is a Ma'akev. And again, it's going to have a lot of nafkaminas of the order. One thing, and another question is if you can do it on Shabbos, is it going to be Nerik Masaka? I mean, there's various magical nafkaminas I mentioned at the beginning. I should look how we hold. I'm sure we're machmer la halacha to do it the other order, but I'm not sure if like shulchan aruch. It seems to me like most of the rishonim are not going like the Ramban, are holding that it's an ma'akev. But yeah, well, if you do the order, you don't order. is you have to do it again. Like, let's say you did Tevila and then you did Mila.
No, if I did
by the Uvar, I guess, when's he a Jew?
Oh,
at that point?
Like, he has to show him he's born.
Let's say he doesn't end doing the Mila. He's sick. He doesn't end doing the Mila. Could he eat Karban Pesach? Could the owner eat Karban Pesach? The father eat Karban Pesach? And his kid is, doesn't have Mila. He's not a Jew. Or, I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe he's not a Jew, then you're not going to, maybe he's not a Jew yet. Yeah, I guess, yeah, you're going to do a bit of a ban. I mean, yeah, I'm sure they're not going to, this other person's Jewish or a guy. Yeah, maybe it's going to be an Achamino. I wonder if his kids, his relatives. Because Gershon's going to cut the Shinola dummy. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Presumably they're Achaminos, but I don't know. It's complicated. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so this is the basic. I mean, there are some more details, I think, but this is the basic lineup. Okay, so should we go over the shittas or are we good? The extremes, again, you have the one extreme shitta is Rabbi either or, who's Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that essentially Gagaris is Rabbi Samir's Das. It's all about your mindset. You just need an action to concretize that, and therefore you could have either or. The others all learn that there's an action. It's not just the Das, but it's an action. Then they have the question within the first two, is the action, do you say that the Torah wanted one uniform action, and the Torah set up Tefillah as the one action for everybody, or do you say that since by a man they're capable of the action of expressing Kali Yisrael to a higher degree, the Torah said Mila is the action, right? And then on the other side, then you have the last sheet that holds that it's two steps, with the question Machlokas Rishonim, Tosas and Rabban, is it truly a two-step process? Which the order doesn't matter, or do you say essentially it's Tevila, and it's just that the Arlus, the lack of Mila, is Ma'akiv of doing Tevila. Right? Alright. Good?